So I'm going to do communion a little bit different today. So I'm going to start off with, because it's December and I get the opportunity to do Christmas communion. The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he called together all of the people's chiefs and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." So we're going to jump to verse 11. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said. "Take the child and his mother to escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where they stayed until the death of Herod. And so this fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I call my son." And that comes from Hosea 11. It says, "When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. But the more they were called, the more they went from me. They sacrificed to Baals, and they burned incenses to images." And that kind of struck me. It's like, well, what kind of idols do we have in our lives? What is it that keeps us from getting closer to Jesus? So in Matthew 3:16, it says, "As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, 'This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased.'" Man, if we could have been there that day to see that, right? So fast forward to John 18:29. Pilate went unto him and said, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" They answered and said unto him, "If he were not an evildoer, we would have not have delivered him to thee." And then said Pilate unto them, "Take ye him and judge him after your own law." When the Jews said unto him, "It is not lawful for us to put any man to death," which is what you just hit on. They didn't have a law, so they gave it to the Romans to do. "It was the word of Jesus, might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what kind of death he was going to die." But prior to this was the passage where Peter denied Christ three times, and then the rooster crowed. Peter was close to Jesus. They lived, walked, talked, ate, traveled, and communed together. But when things got really hot, like they were going to crucify him or arrest him, I guess this is after he had been captured, and they were peers denying having to know him, which they were like good friends, right? How easy is it going to be for us to deny him when we're put in the hot seat? John 18, Pilate said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. For this cause I am born, and for this cause came into the world, that I should bear witness unto truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice." Do you all hear his voice? John 19 was the chapter Jesus was crucified, and I'm not going to read that, but I'd like for you as homework today to go home and read John 19 and see what Jesus did for you. As homework, go home and read that. So this Christmas Communion Sunday and December 25th, we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior. He was born to speak the truth to a dying world. He healed the sick, raised the dead, cast out demons, and he loved us so much that he died a torturous death to free us from our sins. We just need to believe upon him and call upon him, repent our sins to him, follow him. Jesus was the final blood sacrifice, and he broke the bonds of death that were committed in the Garden of Eden by Adam and Eve. He died on that cross, and then he rose on the third day. So we celebrate his birth, and we also celebrate with great gratitude what he did for us on the cross. And so here at this church, we practice an open communion. And in 1 Corinthians 11:27, it says, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats and drinks of the cup, or eats the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we judged ourselves, we would not come under judgment." When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned of the world. And if I can get the servants of the Lord to come, please pass out the elements. 1 Corinthians 11:23. And this is Paul. He says, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat and drink this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you that you were born, Lord, to save us from our sin and our own ways. Lord, we thank you for you dying on the cross for us, for your ultimate sacrifice. Lord, may we remember this not just once a month, but that we would remember it every single day. Lord, I just ask that you would help us to hunger and crave after your word, Lord, that we become stronger every single day. I just pray this in your name. Amen.